Oh, hey, guys. I don't think the heavy stuff's coming down for a while. Whoa, it's slippery. I could use some friction and traction. Or maybe I could use some of those fancy schmancy shoes that the football players wear. Ooh, there's one. That's not a size 16. What is this, Wilfox? Whoa, that's some aroma. That's more like a boat. Let's tie up the laces on the science of football footwear. The reason we slip is a lack of friction with the ground beneath our feet. Friction is the force generated when two objects are rubbed together in the opposite direction. Football cleats are designed to create friction with the ground. There are two types of friction, static friction and kinetic friction. Static friction is the frictional force between two objects that are not moving relative to each other. It is the initial force that must be overcome in order for things to move. This is the friction that a wide receiver breaks from as he bursts off the line. If the force trying to move the object is less than the force of static friction, the object cannot move. Hey, my cleats are stuck here. Kinetic friction is the frictional force between two surfaces that are moving relative to each other. Once an object has overcome static friction and starts moving, it has kinetic friction acting on it, resisting its motion. When a wide receiver cuts on a wet surface, he needs his shoes to help create kinetic friction so he doesn't slip and have to watch the opposing DB take the ball in for six. And let's not forget traction. Traction is dependent on the friction between the object and the surface. To increase traction, one must maximize this friction. Woo, that's a friction lot to remember. That's why you studied, to get some traction for your quiz on friction. What'd I say? For a better understanding of static and kinetic friction, simply push the palm of one hand against the palm of another. Now try to move them in a sliding motion. This motion will be resisted by the texture of the skin and the magnitude of the applied force. The harder the hands are pushed together, the harder it is to move them. This is static friction. As the sliding force increases, the hands begin to slide and they are moving relative to each other. Now kinetic friction is present. One can note how after the hands break loose from static friction, it takes less force to keep them sliding. When Vince Wilfork barrels into the opposing center, he's trying to create kinetic friction between the center's cleats and the turf and get him moving backwards right on top of his own quarterback. Football shoes are designed to increase traction with the turf or grass and provide versatility and protection from muscle injuries. When you slip, your tendons and muscles slip too, and that can lead to some hurt, baby. Injuries. So as you can see, with today's technology, science, and design, the modern football shoe keeps the player safer and stuck to the ground. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.